With NFR Extra, we're going to take you behind the scenes in a way you've never heard before. Every 2 weeks, you're going to hear personal conversations with the icons and personalities that make up the world's richest and most prestigious rodeo. NFR Extra. All dirt, all rodeo, all year.
Episode 16, NFR Extra. I'm Nevada Caldwell, and I'm your host.
And I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Wrangler National Finals Barrel Man.
Man, oh man. Robbie, this is pretty cool. You know, rarely, how many times you get to say, hey, I talked to a guy who owns casinos, you know?
Right. Not very often. I usually get to talk to their security sometimes. But anyway, Derek was a cool guy, too. He's so down to earth. When he was actually walking through his casino, and I asked him to go get in a broom closet so we could hear, and he did.
So, yeah, that's right. Derek Stevens from the D Las Vegas joins the show and talk about all the good things that are happening downtown, the D. And for those that come here in Vegas during December, you know exactly what we're talking about. Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Sherry Servey, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
This is Brylan Bentley covering the Rodeo News of the Week.
PRCA Stat a Week. There's 728 PRCA sanctioned events in the 2019 season.
Leading up to the NFR.
Yeah. Purina Horse of the Year are High Velour Barrel Racing, Mr. Blackburn Checks 113 Steer Roping, Do Get Famous Steer Wrestling, Little Smart Leo Tie Down, DT Sugar Checks Whiz Healing, Jewel Smoke Screen Heading, AQHA Horses.
I thought Nevada was an interesting name.
Right. Saddle Bronc rider Jake Wright is on the road to recovery from his latest right knee surgery. The 33rd annual Downtown Hoedown lineup includes Jackson Michelson on the main stage, Gabby Barrett, David Lee Murphy, Fillmore, Dylan Scott, Rodney Atkins.
Before opening night in the NFR.
Can't wait.
Downtown Las Vegas. You know, have you been, Brian?
I don't think so. I'm going to have to check it out this year.
You definitely got to check it out. Downtown, it's packed. Just imagine a lot of people everywhere. It is an extremely cool event, and it's right in the heart of downtown.
Can't wait.
For more information about NFR and Cowboy Christmas, please visit NFRExperience.com. And while you're listening, don't forget to hit subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play for the NFR podcast.
Top 35 Las Vegas Most Memorable NFR Moments is brought to you by Pro Rodeo TV. The Thomas and Mack Center was tagged with the nickname "The House that Joe Built Straight Out of the Blocks." The National Finals Rodeo moved to Las Vegas in 1985, and rookie sensation Joe Beaver, who was just 20 at the time, won his first of 8 gold buckles.
Maybe a newcomer, but he acts just like a pro so far. Getting out of that box is a science by itself.
Oh, Beaver can be so quick with those hands. What did we tell you here? Oh, yes. So the rookie, his first time at the National Finals Rodeo.
Between 1985 and 2000, Beaver won 5 World Tie-Down Roping Championships and 3 World Champion All-Around Cowboy Crowns, punctuated by a grand total of 29 National Finals go-around wins, including 21 in tie-down roping. Beaver qualified for 22 NFRs in Las Vegas, 18 times as a tie-down roper, 4 more times as a team roper. He's also one of only 6 Cowboys to win a World Championship as a pro rodeo rookie. And Joe Beaver was inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in the category of all-around cowboy in 2002.
And if you think the pressure got to this kid, forget that, Dale. Joe Beaver. If you don't know his name, you will remember it soon.
All right, here we are, Robbie. We got a nice special guest here. This guy's got a lot to do with downtown and all the success going on down there. Welcome to the show, Derek Stevens.
Hey, great to talk to you guys today. How's everything going?
It's going. You know, we're about 66 days out from the NFR and getting ready for, you know, as you know, and get to experience the greatest rodeo on the planet for 10 days in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's been great, boy. We've had a lot of fun every year while when NFR comes to town, that's for sure. And this year going to be the same thing. You know, we get excited about it. Everybody coming in, everybody's excited about coming to Las Vegas. And boy, there's a lot of big money at stake.
So real quick, we don't want to hold you up too much, Derek, because we know you're busy. What does the NFR mean to the D Las Vegas?
Oh boy, you know, it's just a great you know, it's more than 10 days. I mean, people come in early to hang around after, so it's really a great couple weeks here at the D Las Vegas. And you know, it's somewhere oftentimes you have people that, you know, they may be able to attend the NFR maybe one day, maybe twice, but you know, we do this great watch party of the NFR. We've got the live feed that comes in. It's a free event at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. That's right outside of the D, and got all this great food that comes in, and we have the live feed, so it's a great watch party for everybody to attend, and gives you an opportunity to go to NFR sometime, and then you go to the watch party on another day, and you have a good old time everywhere you go.
So what is it like? One of the things that kicks off the rodeo is that Wednesday night downtown. What's it like being a part of the downtown hoedown?
Oh boy, you know, the hoedown is just that's really the key thing. That's what everybody knows. It's on, you know. I mean, all the great acts that have played at the hoedown over the years, and that's really, you know, the night before everything kicks off, and it's kind of a great time when everybody comes together. And you know, it's a free event on the Fremont Street Experience, and you get all this great music, and it gets everybody all fired up for a great 10 days.
So how, and obviously, I mean, we've been down there. We know it's crowded, rodeo fans everywhere. How many people do you think you get in there in your watch party, the D, downtown? I mean, how many people are moving about down there through those 10 days? Do you know?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the Fremont Street Experience is now the second most visited tourist destination in America. So Fremont Street Experience in downtown Las Vegas will be over 20 million people this year. And obviously, it's packed every single night of the NFR.
Watching that the event center grow, Amir, what are we, 6 years, Derek, seven?
Yeah, yep, 6 years.
So, what past acts have you had out there?
I mean, it's been a wide range. We've had all kinds of acts, and from a NFR perspective, boy, we've had Kid Rock play out at our place. We've had Lady Antebellum. We've had you know, Eric Church has come out a couple of times. Luke Bryan. We've had a full gamut over the years. Oftentimes we catch them a little bit early before they get quite as famous as they eventually become, but hoedown's really a time when it kind of kicks off.
That is great, because I tell you what, we go down there all the time. You know, even though we got the rodeo going and I might be part of it or whoever is, we always want to come down there because you guys, I mean, Ricochet, whoever in the outdoor stage, just everything down there, that whole experience is great. And I see, you know, everybody that, I'm from Georgia, so everybody that comes out here, first thing they say, have you ever been down there to Fremont and then with the D and all those down there? And I'm like, yeah, it's great down there. And they always come back and say, we are so glad that we came down to the Fremont Street Experience and with the whole deal, you know. And it's one and one with the NFR.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this year we've got something special coming up, too. You know, the Fremont Street Experience, we've gone through a renovation. So we have a whole canopy. The biggest and highest definition television screen in the world. So it's a brand new one that everyone's going to get to see this year. It's really spectacular. It really changes the experience, and I think everybody's going to love it when they come down to see it this year.
So, Derek, one of the things that as people come down there for hoedown, and they'll notice it this year, and obviously we live here, so we know, there's construction going on the west side over there downtown. What's happening down there? And I'm pretty sure you're heavily involved in this.
Yeah, there's a lot of action downtown. There's a lot of projects, and yeah, we got our fingers in one of them. We're building a new hotel casino resort right across from the Golden Gate Hotel and Casino, and it's called Cirque in Las Vegas, and it's under construction now. By the time we get to December, we should be up, oh, I don't know, 12, 14 stories or so, and yeah, it's a new 40-story hotel casino resort that we're building in downtown Las Vegas.
Changing things up down there. That should make a nice little impact.
Yeah, that is so good. Yeah. That is so good to hear new stuff going up down there. That is, it's been a long time. 70s, 80s probably. We're growing.
Yeah, I think that was the last, I think it was probably 1978, 1980 was the last new construction downtown. So,
wow. Well,
yeah,
thank
we have
you.
A big new tower coming down. So we're excited about it.
Well, you know, this is, first of all, don't want to hold you up. No, you got a lot of things going on. This is just more of a Vegas question. You fit in really well with the Vegas community and everything that you've brought. What made you leave? You know, because I know it's not always great weather over there in Detroit. What made you leave there and come on down here?
You know, I've always come to Las Vegas both for business and for pleasure, and I always love Las Vegas. I love the fact that there's no income tax in Las Vegas. That's good for a business, from a business perspective. And you know, when I first bought into the Golden Gate, that was my first casino, and I quickly fell in love with Vegas and as a whole, and specifically within downtown. And you know, for me, the last 13 years of being kind of part of this whole revitalization of everything happening on Fremont Street, it's been a lot of fun and it's been rewarding. And boy, I get to meet a lot of people, so I really enjoy it.
That's awesome. We need you back in Detroit doing that. You get this deal built up, and then we'll send you right back over there and help that deal. How about that, Derek? That'll be awesome. You guys are trying there. I know. It's awesome. I used to do a lot of rodeos up that way, and I always enjoyed it there. People from there are so cool. It's awesome, man. I can't wait for this whole experience. And like I said, it's part of what we do. Even though you might have the rodeo, everybody goes to Fremont. You know, you're not a country singer if you're not in Nashville, and you're not here for the rodeo if you ain't been to Fremont. So what a cool place down there with you guys. And thank you so much. I know you're busy walking around the old casino there. We've locked him in a broom closet to talk to us, haven't we? So.
All right, man. Great to talk to you guys, and I'm looking forward. You're just a couple months away, we'll be ready to roll. Beer will be cold, I'll promise you that.
Nice. Thanks, Derek. This is awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Well, that was it, Robbie. Wow, and that was, hey, in and out, man. Derek Stevens is a busy guy, and amazing guy to talk to. He's made a huge impact downtown, no doubt about it.
Talking about impact, he's building a casino, the first one since the 70s down there, and it's really going to change the whole, you know, the whole outlook of that entire area down there. I love it now, but just imagine what it's going to be 40 like.
40 years? 40 years since they've had a new casino? Is that roughly?
Don't make me do math, okay? I'm from Georgia.
Man. Well, thank you guys for listening to the show. Always tune in, and make sure if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or anywhere you listen to NFR Extra Podcast, make sure to hit subscribe.
Gotta make it out to Vegas, where the big boys roam, with the Rovers and the Racers and the Bulls and the Browns, and the ladies in the skin-tight Wranglers.